The rate of new cases of COVID-19 is slowly inching downward in the state, as are hospitalization rates, and the state is reporting fewer deaths each day. But Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer, and as Massachusetts gradually opens back up, how worried should we be about a second wave? To talk about this, we turn again to Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. He joins us by Skype. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Bob.
So the State Department of Public Health says nearly 6,400 people have died of COVID-19 now statewide. Nearly 93,000 have tested positive. Those numbers are trending in the right direction as more stores, offices, and parks are reopening. So how concerned are you about any dramatic increase in the risk of transmitting the virus, given that we are reopening?
I remain concerned. I mean, we still have substantial numbers of infected people in the community, and you know, transmission has been decreasing, but very slowly. So I think there remains a risk, and we need to be very cautious over the next few weeks.
All right. Well, certainly Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer, as everyone knows. In the past, you've told us that the risk of outdoor transmission is lower than indoors. But are there certain kinds of outdoor situations we should be worried about as many of us transition outdoors now?
I think any outdoor situation where you're going to have extended close contact, within a few feet of people, without a mask and without, good airflow, it has a risk. And that includes, contact sports, for example, having a picnic with strangers, with people you have not been spending, quarantine with. There's definitely a few circumstances that are potential risk. And the other is, use of public bathrooms or other public facilities where there may be congestion.
Indoors, offices in the state are gradually reopening, although only at 25% capacity for now, and that's outside of Boston. Offices inside Boston are not reopening just yet. Do you think working in an office is wise at this point?
I think with spacing in an office and attention to hand hygiene I would say respiratory hygiene, wearing a mask when feasible. As long as the office is relatively sparsely populated, it's okay. But honestly, if an individual can work at home, I think it's still a good idea to continue doing so.
All right. There's a new study out from a college in London that's drawing attention. It's a new model from Imperial College in London suggesting that as Massachusetts residents begin to move around, even at 20% of what it was before the pandemic, it could lead to COVID-19 deaths shooting up again, possibly by as many as 500 cases a day by the end of next month. The study also says the number of people infected may be significantly higher than what's been reported by the state. Have you seen the report? What do you think about it?
I have seen the report, and it's like any model; it has some assumptions underlying it. I mean, I think there's some validity to it, in that there are probably higher numbers of infections circulating in the state. I'm certain there have been over the last 2 months because of the limitations we've had on testing, and many people are told if you weren't very sick, stay at home and just recover. And I think that between that population and those that had asymptomatic infections, the total number of cases in the state has been much higher than we have counted. I think their estimates are based on the intensity of control measures that are currently ongoing, and they are speculating that they're not sufficient to prevent complete cessation of transmission. And so, I think if we drop our guard over the next few weeks, we start having more activities, that there's a risk that there could be an increase in transmission. And I think this could be balanced, though, by seasonal factors. I mean, there's some evidence that came out recently that sunlight, direct sunlight, kills the virus fairly quickly on surfaces. So there may be some benefits of at least direct sunlight during the summer months.
Do you think the number of cases could be as high as that report says, though? The state is currently reporting, as we mentioned a moment ago, 93,000 people have tested positive so far in the outbreak. But that report from Imperial College in London says it thinks the number is closer to 900,000 in Massachusetts.
You know, I think it's somewhere between those two. I mean, I think that it could be as high as 900,000, and the only way we're going to know is by doing some large population-based serologic surveys to see, how many people have had a recent immune response, evidence of recent infection. But that said, I think the numbers are definitely much higher than the 90,000 or so that we have documented.
All right, last question. As I understand it, you're heading up a group looking into how colleges and universities can provide adequate testing for students. Important as students possibly get back to campus this fall. What are you recommending?
Well, we're still having rather heated discussions. The cost of doing routine testing for all students, as well as faculty and staff, is quite substantial. Although I think with some innovative measures and automated testing, that those costs will come down somewhat. I think that many organizations are considering testing all students, as well as most faculty and staff, when they return to work and return to school. It's really the frequency of testing after that's the question. Do we do routine testing? Do we do targeted testing in high-risk population, such as students in dorms or faculty members that are older or that have underlying disease, to try and protect those members of the population? These discussions are under, I mean, I say we're having ongoing discussions about this, and trying to collaborate among several of the Boston and really Massachusetts-based universities to come up with best practices.
All right, we'll be looking for those results when you figure them out. Dr. David Hamer, Professor of Global Health and Medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center, thanks again for speaking with us on Monday morning.
My pleasure, Bob.